We need more food.
We need, like, beef and chicken.
Okay. You have a clean one here.
So,
Note to self, talk about the dad and his classmate in what year of school?
I guess this is when I was in, well, let me go before that. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Oh, there's two other things. This is back when I was in Milwaukee. We lived about, we moved from the very north side of the city, 2 blocks north into a suburb called Shorewood. And our house was close enough you'd walk to the Lake Michigan. So they had Atwater Beach, which was a public beach. And I would walk there riding my bike with my buddies, and we'd spend most of the summer there. We were playing baseball, we'd spend most of our summer there. So I remember one thing, we were there one day, and we were, you know, dinking around swimming, and all I remember is I see the lifeguards running into the water. And in the distance we saw a figure of a man walking out. He was walking out of the water, out of Lake Michigan, and he had scuba gear on. And I remember the lifeguards go, and they grab him. I remember they're holding him by his shoulders. And he's kind of struggling. They bring him in. And by the time he's on the beach, he's yelling, and he's rushing. So he had stowed away. He had stowed away and had jumped off a ship into swimming. He was defective. Well, they brought him right at the beach. There was a big, it was almost like a big pole barn. That's where they had the bathrooms, the locker rooms, and where they had the refreshment stand. You got your ice cream and stuff. Well, they waited for the police to show up, but what they decided to do is they handcuffed him to a pipe. I remember, like, this big iron pipe that was on the wall. They handcuffed him to it. And by that point, he had his mask off, and he hadn't shaved, so he was just a scary Russian guy. And I remember yelling in Russian, and we're all watching. And it was the scariest thing. I remember that. And that was roughly 67. So a few years fast forward, now we moved down to the Chicago area, back in school, and I had a classmate named Mark. And one day, and it was like the fifth grade class, I guess, our teacher said, "Well, I got to talk to you about Mark's. Mark's not going to be here for a while, and when he comes back, you have to be nice to him, because he's had a tragedy, and the tragedy is that his brother is a soldier, and he was killed in Vietnam." And so we're all, you know, and we at that point, I knew nobody. It was a sibling that had gotten killed in Vietnam. So he comes back, you know, the next week, and I remember we're sitting around during lunch, and we're just kind of peppering him with questions, and the kids were asking him, and he just kind of, he was a little bit uncomfortable talking. But he basically said, "Yeah, my brother got blew up by a bomb, and they found his head in a coconut tree," which was just incredibly